Okay, we welcome Nisanel Fishman. Are you here, Nisanel? Nisanel, where are you, in Yerushalayim now?
Shalom, shalom. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We have Yerushalayim. a guest Talmud from Yerushalayim, who's on Zoom with us now. So we welcome him. He's a former member of our Shir, but like the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Biyamna, Rav Goldberg used to say, "Ein Talmud l'sha'over." There's no such thing as a former Talmud. Once a Talmud, always a Talmud. Ein Talmud l'sha'over. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Wilson from Rav Goldberg used to say, the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Biyamna Zatzal. Ein Talmud l'sha'over. Okay.
Nice to see you, Rabbi.
Nice to see you as well. Okay. How's Yerushalayim? Is it still a lockdown, or things are...
Baruch Hashem, the lockdown is over, but schools are still closed. You know, it's still a bit of a matzav.
Okay. Good to see you. Okay. There's the famous Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Noach. Elo told us Noach ish tzadik tomim hayo b'darosav as Elokim asalach Noach. So there's a famous Rashi that says the following: b'darosav yesh mir v'sein doshim so l'shvach kol shekin shi'ilo ya b'dor tzadikim hayat tzadik yoser. One opinion says that if he would have been in another generation of tzaddikim, then he would have been a bigger tzaddik. And the other pshat is, yesh dor shemusul l'gnai. Feed shedoro hayat tzaddik. In his generation, he was a tzaddik, because everyone else, you know, was not so great. So in his generation, he was used as a tzaddik. But if he'd been in a generation with real tzaddikim, he wouldn't have been such a thing. Rav Shechter once said from the Chazon Ish that it could be both are true. In other words, that if he would have been in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been more tzaddik. And it could be, it's also true that that in his generation it wasn't so great. He was considered a tzaddik. He would have been better. And the only, Rav Shechter said from Chazon Ish, the only machlokas in the 2 days of Rashi is what is the Torah trying to say? Which of these two ideas? Both ideas can be true. They're not necessarily contradictory. But which of the two ideas does the Torah want to articulate here? Okay, so we're going to present, I think Rav Bick in the Sefer Chaim Moshe has another pshat. It's based on the famous discussion in the Rambam. So let's see the machloikas in the Rambam and other places about different people who are called tzaddikim, not tzaddikim, etc. So let's do some works in the Chazal. On page 4 in the Medrash Rabbah says, Amar Abrechia, Chaviv Moshe Minoach, that Moshe is greater from Noach. Noach mishenikra ish tzadik nikra ish adama. He says Noach originally he was called an ish tzadik, and then at the end of his life he was called ish adama. That when he drank from the wine, etc. Ava Moshe mishenikra ish mitzri nikra ish elokim. That in the beginning he's called ish mitzri, and then he's called ish elokim. So that was the Noach went down, so to speak, and then Moshe went up. Okay. Then we have another Chazal in the Pasuk in Malachi, page 6. So Shaftim Reisim Min Tzadik LaRosha Min Oved Elokim Vasher Lo Avado. That you should see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, between a person that's oved Hashem and a person that's not oved Hashem. So the famous Gemara in Chagiga on page 8 says, "What do you have to repeat? In other words, tzaddik for rasha, and then over Elokim v'lo avado. So it's mashma, it's superfluous, because tzaddik is over Elokim, and Rasha is lo over Elokim. So why is the pasuk repeating itself? V'shafta rithim and tzaddik l'Rasha, and over Elokim l'asher lo avado. So he says no, avdo v'lo avdo travayu tzaddiki giburi. It's not a repetition. An Oved Elokim and Lo Avado are both within the category of a tzaddik. So what's the two levels of Oved Elokim and Lo Avado? Ein adom l'shona pirko mea po'amim, l'shona pirko mea ve'echad. That a person who reviews, you see, this is good mussar for chazara. We're going to start. A person who reviews 100 times and a person who reviews 101 times, that's the Oved Elokim and Lo Avado. In other words, the Rasha, that's a separate category in Rasha. Within the Tzaddik category, you have the Oved Elokim v'lo avado, meaning the Oved Elokim is the one who reviews 101 times. And the Lo Oved Elokim only reviews 100 times. And we'll see, Rabbi Bikur quotes the Alter Rebbe, Malatanya, explains here on page 10. In the Tanya. He says, "Vze yuvan mashakosu v'shaftim reisim ben tzadik l'rasha ben olokim l'asher lo avado. Shefers ben over olokim l'tzadik hu she'ovid hu l'asher hove. Shehu me'emtza ha'avoda shi'a mulchama." So he says, what's a over olokim and what's lo avado? So he says like this. An over olokim, he says, you have different madrigas here. You have a person who's an Oved Elokim. So the Baal HaTanya says that means Oved means Loshen Hove, meaning he's still in a state of struggle with the Yetzirah. He still has Taivas, he's still in the state of struggle. And that's a Beinoni. Oved Elokim is a Beinoni. Well, Tzadik is a person who Libo Chalo Bekirbo. He's no longer struggling with the. In other words, he basically, you know, he doesn't have this struggle. There is no struggle that he's trying to fight. So there is a famous discussion of what's considered the higher Madrega. A person who has desires to do Averis and he wins over these desires, or a person who doesn't even have the desires to do the Averis. So he has no. So that's the Rambam in the Shmona Prakim on page 20. Amru ha-philosophim. The philosophers say, she'amoshel benafsho, avo pi she'osa ha-maisim tovim, ha-chashuvim, who also some who misave el pulos haros v'nichsav aleim yichba she'sirsov yachol v'lov bulosov, he says a person he says a person there's one type of person who's like we said before, he still has a struggle, he's successful with, you know, in the struggle, but it's still a struggle. The chassid is, aval chassid hu shenimshach pulosu hachamash shetireu hatavosu v'tchirosu v'askomen hafulosu shachassid yosef chashiv yosef sholim min ha-moshel b'nafsho ha-ramu shemoshel b'nafsho chassid b'yon ram ma'asu latmatim ha-elios v'save. So he says, like, what's the greater thing? A person who has no desires, no struggle, or the person who has a struggle and is successful. So he says the philosophers say Shehachasid Yose Chashiv Yose Sholem. That the chassid who doesn't have a struggle, so they're both successful, meaning they're both not violating any averus, but one of them has a struggle, and wins over the struggle, and one of them doesn't have the struggle. So the philosophers say that that it's better not to have the struggle. But he says, with the Chachamim, Chazal, right, on the second arrow here, the arrow on the left side, that arrow on the bottom, Shamisavel Averis v'nichsav aleim hu yoseh choshev yoseh sholem. He says that it's a high madrega, Chazal say, to have a Yetzirah and to win over it. So, he says, the philosophers say, no, a high madrega is not even to have the Yetzirah. So which is true? So he says, the Rambam, on page 22, ulfiya muvan mipshutei shnei ha-mamorim b'chiyas ha-machshava haim sosrim zedzeh. But he says, no, there's no machlokas between the philosophers. At first glance, it seems to be a machlokas. The philosopher is saying it's better not to have any Yetzirah. Chazal is saying, no, you're allowed to say Efshi b'bosa chazir, that I really want to go into the non-kosher restaurant, but a yirei shemayim, so I'm not going to do it. But he really has and the chassid doesn't have any desire. So the Rambam says like this, it depends. He says, ulfi hamuvan on page 22. So he says, no, there's no machlokas. So what's the pshat? He says, it depends. What is the struggle? In other words, if it's a struggle that you want to steal, you want to harm somebody, and you're able to control it. So he says, so then, no, it's better not to have a desire to try to want to hurt somebody, but you have it in control. It's better that you don't have the desire. But that's when it comes to, you know, things that are, some want to say, like Rabbi David Horowitz was pointing out, say things that made Adam l'chaveiro, or things that are sichli, those, as Rabbi David Horowitz pointed out. So then, those type of things, it's not like, oh, it's a high madrega that you really want to hurt somebody, but you're not doing it. But on the other hand, when it comes to that's what he calls the mitzvah sichlias, on page 23. The mitzvah sichlias that are dictated, you know, that are logical, seichel dicker things, that I would have thought of, say, even the Torah wouldn't have given it. So it's better that you shouldn't have that taiva. So that's what the philosophers are saying. When Chazal are saying that it's a high madrega to have a taiva and to control it, those are going on the mitzvah shimios. Those are the mitzvahs that are not necessarily dictated by seichel. Chavez, I want to eat treif. So maybe if you want to eat treif and you control it, then maybe that's a high madrega than not even wanting to do it in the first place. Because that's my mitzvah shimios, not my mitzvah sechlios. That's what the Rambam wants to say. You know, the Meshech Chochmah catches up on page 27, based on this Rambam, the pasuk we say in the Haftorah for a Tainis Tzibor on page 27. Dirishu Hashem b'motza krobi oso korov, Yozov Rasha Darko Vish Oven Machshavosov. So the Meshech Chochmah says Rasha means a Rasha Bein Hashem L'Mokum. He eats treif. So then, what do we want from him? That he shouldn't eat treif. Yozov Rasha Darko, his derech of eating treif, he should leave. But an Ish Oven, in Chazah, in Tanakh, an Ish Oven is referring to a corrupt person. He steals, he treats, whatever. So then, like the Rambam says, it's not enough that he should stop stealing. and cheating. Ish oven machshavosav. He shouldn't even have the desire for that. That's how the Rav Simcha writes here in Parshas Kedoshim. Ish oven oven b'chol ha-tanach u'al ha-gezel v'chamas. That's this week's Parsha, you know, about Gezel and Chamas. So that's what he says. So he tightens up the Pasuk based on the Rambam. But the Rambam Shita is that when it comes to mitzvah sichlius, it's not enough not to do them. You shouldn't have even desire to do them, like to steal, to cheat, to harm, etc. When it comes to other things, so there's nothing wrong having a desire to eat treif, as long as in the bottom line you don't eat it, you don't do it. So you got to make sure that you're doing the right thing. But when it comes to gezel and that, it's not enough doing the right thing. It's machshavosav. You shouldn't even want it. It's an interesting thing what the Rambam is saying. It's not so simple. One could have said that maybe even by treif we should be on the madrega that we don't even, you know, want it. But that's how the Rambam touches up. Oh, so Rav Bik in the Chaim Moshe, the drushes that were written up after Rav Bik passed away, he wrote up his Shalom Shudas drushes and others. So he goes back now to the discussion of the comparison of Avraham and Noach. So he writes here on page 33. And then he quotes from the Tanya. One of the things in the Tanya on page 33 on the left side is that it was normal that they would chazer 100 times. In other words, but if you chazer 101 times, you're going above the Derech HaTeva. Oh, so he says like this, bottom paragraph, 33, page 33, bottom left. Nir zeh hayah ha-hevdel ben Noach la-Avram. He says, by Noach, Zeh Yenachameinu Mimaaseinu Mi'itzvon Yodeinu. He says, Tekev Bihivaldo Hikiro Boshal Godless Notzer. Because when he was born, he was a tzaddik. Kmosho Kosol Noach, Bat tzaddik la'olam, Bat tova la'olam. Shenema Zeh Yenachameinu Mi'itzvon Mitzvon Yodeinu. Menoach Haya Tzaddik Miteva Leidosa. He says, soon he was born, he was a tzaddik from birth. And he didn't have to succumb any Yetzirah. But he says, by Avram Avinu, it wasn't like that. Avram Avinu, Lohikir Avram, Ezborum, Me'elav Rashi, Yeshmanig, Lebino, Razm, Yalduso, Nitznatsa, Minisionis, Gedolos, Aviv Terach, Ode Nimrod, Vyardul Chai, Zobuvad, El Kolkim, Mitzis, Aborahim, Mesirs Nefesh. With Avram, it was still a struggle. He was at the beginning. He wasn't makir as borei right away. Different opinions. Where he was 3, he was makir 48. It took time. So he says like this: the bottom of page 34, right side bottom. Was that Novo elabir b'mashe nechku hadorshim l'shvachim dorshim l'gnai? Because he says, based on the Rambam, that we saw, which is considered better, the Kovish Yitzro or the person who doesn't even have a Yetzer. So he says, maybe that's the machlokis of Yosh Dorshim L'Shvach or Dorshim L'Gnai. Eilu She Dorshim L'Shvach Sovim, She Gover Malas Ha'odam, She Nafsho Nimshach Ha'odam Masim Tovim. There was Noach was the Tzadik Meikara. So if you hold that is a higher Madrega, then that's Yosh Dorshim L'Shvach. He's born as a tzaddik. And if he would have been in the generation of tzaddikim, he would have been a bigger tzaddik. He would have worked even more. But basically, he was a tzaddik meikara. The Dorshim Mignai say no. That the person who has a struggle, and he overcomes the struggle, that's a greater milah. Because Avram, his Salam, Alos of Darachim, Bikochas Atzmo. Noach was this self born righteous person. He didn't have to work for it. So, Maybe that's a maila, maybe that's a chesaron, depending upon the discussion that we had before. But Avram, he had a struggle with life. Avram is Salomon Loso Munardoso Mikochas Atzmo. Malasu shall noch bolo mitive nafsha. Okay, Ilhaya Bedorshal Avraham, Lohaya Nechshav Laklum, because that's the Shita that a person has a struggle, you know, and he wins, that's a high madriga. And that's how he Rav Bikir and Chaim Moshe wants to touch up this idea. But I would want to suggest that ultimately, either way, in other words, to me it's a little bit difficult to say but I think the important point is, in other words, on one hand, I think the ultimate madrega is not to have a desire to have treif. You know, just like you shouldn't have a desire to hurt somebody or steal from somebody, you shouldn't have a desire to have treif. Not necessarily like the Rambam. But I do believe that it's a very important point in life to be able to, because everyone needs to work. Even if you're a born genius or a born whatever, the most important value in life is to plug away, is to use your capabilities and work. You know, that's the famous Or Chaim HaKadosh. It says that by the Mishkan, it says Zav Chesav V'Lachoshes, Chelis V'Agamon Tolasha Avni Shom V'Avni Miluim La'Efod V'Lachoshen. That's the last thing mentioned in the donations for the Mishkan, and that was the most expensive stones, the Avni Shom V'Avni Miluim. Why is it mentioned last? So the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, you know why? Because the Avni Shom, the Chazal say, came down with the clouds. V'Anisim Hiviu. One pshat in Chazal means the Anonim had the. These beautiful diamonds, and then they came down to the earth. But by the end, it was a free gift. No one had to work for it. The kesef and the zav, even though it wasn't as expensive, the purpose had a sweat to earn the money to buy those things, and then to give it away to the Mishkan. So whenever you have to sweat on something, that's much more valuable. And so. So either way, however you want to learn what Rabbik said or not, you know, the Avram and the Noach comparison, the Rabbik said basically Noach was the Tzadik Meikara, and Avram had a Bikovish Yitzro, and that's the 2 days in the Chazal, which is considered a higher Madreger, a person whose Yitzhar is already dead, or the person who's still constantly fighting with it. But either case, that's about Yitzhar. But the... So in the Yetzirah world, you have to discuss this question: what's considered more valuable? But in the world of goal-oriented, of accomplishment, of doing things, then everyone agrees that a person works from Sar Agra. The more you work, the more you put effort into things, the more valuable it is. And people very often, you know, it's just laziness, and they really could do so much more than they do, and that's the, I always like to say over from the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, of Motel Katz, he says over the Pasuk in Mishlei, Amar Otzel, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Otzel says, Ori Bachutz. He's, Ori Barchov, right, Rabbi Goldstein just corrected me, Ori Barchov, you mean he's like this, I was supposed to meet you at a certain time, so I say, you know, the lazy person says, but there was a lion outside my door, so I couldn't come. So Rav Motel Katz asked the question, was there a lion? If there wasn't a lion, he's not an otzel, he's a liar. If there was a lion, then he has a good time. But the answer is that there'll always in life there'll always be excuses. There'll always be excuses. And what the otzel does, you know, Hanami, there was a lion there. But some people have this attitude, oh, I have a good excuse. So finished. But the other person who really plugs say, yeah, I know I have an excuse, but I'm going to figure out a way I could still do it. And that's one of my things I always say over from the Chasam Sofer and the Droshes. We say in the Al-Chait, Al-Chait Shechatanu L'Fanecha Ba'Onus U'Veratzon. You know? that we klap al chet for things we did. Onus is under duress, and ratzon is willfully. So the Chasam Sofer says, I understand why you klap me al chet for the ratzon, for things that you did willfully, but things that you did under onus, why you have to klap al chet for that? So the Chasam Sofer says, because some people in life have a ratzon to have an onus. Because they don't really want to, they're lazy, they really want to do things, but it looks bad if they don't do it. But if, you know, I don't want to go here. So there's a snowstorm, now I don't have to go, and I don't look bad, and I don't look lazy, but I don't want to go anyway. So I have a ratzon that there should be an onus, because I didn't want to do it anyway. So that you have to klap al chet for. Because in this world, you have to be a person that wants to do things. And if you can't, you try as much as you can. Sometimes you won't be able to. But a lot of times, it's just that it's just that a person really doesn't want to do it anyway. And then he just has this excuse, which is an excuse. It is an excuse. But if he really cared, he'll be able to do it afal pi kein. Omar Otzel, Ari Baruchov. The Otzel says that the Ari is... The line is there, that's why I couldn't come. I was supposed to meet with you, I can't come. But if the person really wants to do it, even though the Ari is Baruchov, he'll go through the back entrance, he'll go, you know, again, not always. And that's the important thing. So this machloik is here, the Rabbik says, between you know, the two opinions, who's greater, Noach or Avraham, you know. Well, so that is his discussion in terms of Yetzirah for Averis. Is it better not to have a Yetzirah and things come easy? Or is it better to have a Yetzirah and have to struggle? But the concept of working and omel for accomplishing goals in life that have nothing to do with the Yetzirah thing, that for sure is a tremendous value. That's Rav Eliezer Stern once said over from his Rebbe, Rav Gusman Zatzal. He said, a woman, you know, is pregnant, so inside the womb they're teaching the child Kol HaTorah Kula. But when the woman passes by, you might want to stand up as respect for the woman, but you don't stand up as respect for the Talmud Chacham inside, because the Torah that he learned is all Bali Yigiyah, without any Omel. So something that you do without any Omel doesn't have so much value. Whatever you put into something and you work hard of it, that's valuable. And that's our goal in life. So again, in terms of Yetzirah, everyone has a Yetzirah, whether we still have it or we're struggling. So that is a discussion which is more valuable, and maybe the Rambam says is a distinction between mitzvah sichlius, that it's better not to want to have a desire to hurt somebody, or a mitzvah shimius, like kashrus. That's the Rambam's answer to the machlokus between the philosophers and Chazal. But when it comes to just goal-oriented things in life, we shouldn't just want to get things in a silver platter. That's why the Vilna Gaon said that all the Torah that he learned from a malach, that a malach came and gave it, he davened he should get it. He didn't want that Torah. The Torah that was just delivered on a silver platter, the Vilna Gaon only wanted Torah that he worked for. And he learned it. Not the Torah that he got from the malach on the silver platter, he wasn't interested in that. And that's the value of life. And that's why the Archai Makadosh says, the Avnei Shoem was the last of the gifts. Even though it was the most expensive, it was the least valuable. Why? Because no one had to work to get it. So you're giving it up. It's no big deal. You got it on a silver platter. It's no big deal to give it up. Something, that, but the other things they gave up was from the sweat of their, you know, Zeis HaPecha. And that's, and then they gave it to the Mishkan. That's something valuable. So, okay, we're about to say, as Elohim is Alach Noach, Avodas, Hashem Shal Noach, Varam Avinu, Mesel Adoros. That's the lesson for the generation. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos, and let me wish everyone personally a good Shabbos with Yosef Katan, Nisanel Fishman. It's a big schus to have you here. Come again. You're always welcome. Now you know the time, you know, and you can come in. And Jacob Silberger, and Daniel Albert, and Nathan Bauer, Akiva Poppers, and Gilad Badner, and Dr. Presby, and Rory Hirschfeld, and Yitzchak Carroll, and Benjamin Aberman, and Rav Avram Levitt, and Yonah Moisey, and Yehuda Shitrus, and Ezra Hagler, Ramir Kesselman, Moshe Carroll, Akiva Papas, Daniel Albers, Shlomo Garfinkel, Rav Levikin of Lali, Yitzchak Carroll, Nathan Bauer, Dr. Presby, Yonah Moisey, Roy Hertzfeld, and Avi Arvisfeld, also Choshev Yid, who also came on today, Michael Haldad, Ben Lolo, and it was Dr. Rabbi Levy, and everyone here. Okay, so Mayor Kesselman, here's Shlomo Garfinkel. Okay, did I get everybody? Okay, everyone should be well. You should have a good Shabbos, and we'll see each other Bez Hashem on Sunday. And Nathan Bauer, and Nisano, and Yitzchak, and everybody, Daniel Albert, and okay. You should all have a good
Shabbos.
We'll be in touch. Kol tov.
Shabbos, Rabbi.
Shabbos.
Rabbi, thank you.